Heber City Council meets in a work meeting starting at 5 p.m. on Tuesday. The council meets in their chambers located at 75 North Main Street. The council will receive an update on the Sorenson annexation approval process and discuss a development in the North Village annexation, as well as another discussion regarding the option to permit tiny homes in the city. During Colleen Potter's Mayor Monday Minute, she also mentioned a requested agenda item from Councilmember Heidi Franco.
An MOU to restrict annexations and density along the Heber Valley Parkway proposed environmental study area. That's the possible bypass on the west side of town, where this proposed MOU would create a memorandum where no city increases or no annexations are allowed.
At 6 p.m. will be the canvas of this year's municipal elections to approve official election results. Additionally, there will be three new Heber City police officers sworn in and consideration of a request to rename Wheeler Park as Veterans Park. Heber City Council will also consider approving an ordinance to regulate short-term rentals and another ordinance regarding building height restrictions. The city will also consider a land swap and lease agreement with the Wasatch School District.
Essentially what it does is it gives some land that the city owns in the area that the proposed high school will possibly someday be built, switching it with some area over by the airport that's owned by the school district. The city's desire and intent by proposing this is to get the land that the animal shelter is on owned by the city, because there's some confusion there with it being owned by the airport and do we pay rent, and anyway, it's complicated. So you're welcome to look into that. Come and give us your input.
You can find a link to Mayor Potter's full broadcast on KPCW's website. Midway City Council meets at 5 p.m. on Tuesday in City Council chambers located at 160 West Main Street. After two meetings last week to gather public feedback and inform citizens on options, the council will discuss and possibly approve a conditional use permit for Rocky Mountain Power to install their transmission lines. Additionally, Midway City Council will discuss and possibly adopt an ordinance amending the Midway City land use map to include a portion of the Wasatch Mountain State Park. Adding the nearly 5 square miles to the city's land use map would mean 484 more transient rental capacity units, allowing the city to continue to collect resort tax. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.